Quiet, please. Quiet, please. Broadcasting Company presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for today is called The Little Morning. Thank you very much for picking me up. I didn't thank you before. It's very good of you to pick me up.
That's all right.
I've been waiting there quite a while, there where the road turns off. It was cold standing there.
Yeah. It gets cold at night here. Especially by the ocean there.
I was going to start walking. Couldn't remember where I was for a while. All I knew was I was cold. Then I was just about to start walking and you came along.
Long walk up over the canyon.
I never walked it before. Always drove in my car.
Long walk.
I guess it is.
Yeah. Nice car you've got. I like it.
I used to have a car.
Yeah?
Dodge convertible.
They're nice.
Yellow with white sidewall tires. Very pretty.
I used to have a yellow car.
Yeah, they're nice.
If you're cold, there's an old blanket there in the back.
Oh, I'm all right. Thanks.
Must have been quite a party.
Party?
Weren't you coming from a party?
No, not me. Oh, no party.
Thought maybe you were walking back from Malibu or something.
Oh, no.
Live over in the valley?
Me? No, Pacific Palisades. That's my home.
I used to know a fellow lived up there. Toledo Drive, is that right?
Well, there's this Toledo Drive.
Right across Martha Lake. You know, Dagwood?
I know the place. Got a tennis court.
Boland, his name was. The radio fella.
Yeah, I know him. My place was kind of up above it. Napoli Drive.
I don't know it.
Lantana on the lawn, the purple flowers, you know.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
You in pictures?
I used to be.
Thought you looked kind of familiar. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott?
Francis Scott.
I don't recall the name. Funny. Does seem kind of familiar, though.
Thinking of Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner, maybe.
Oh, yeah, sure. Don't up in the valley. I live in Woodland Hills, Crespi Street. And drop you off at the boulevard, though, if you want me to.
Thanks. I'm not going that far. Thanks.
You know?
No, just up this side of the Topanga post office where old Topanga Canyon turns off.
I could take you down that way, I guess. Get back to the boulevard over Holland Drive. Come out by the actor's home up at Calabasas.
Oh, no thanks, really. This time of the morning, you want to get home?
It's all right.
Thanks. Really.
Well, okay. I work at Douglas Aircraft over in Santa Monica. Night shift.
Oh.
Drive over Topanga Canyon here 5 days a week this time of the morning. Know every turn.
That's so?
Except last year when we had the fire.
Oh. Yes.
Worst one we had in years. Worst since that one 4 or 5 years ago when the Woodland Hills Country Club burned down.
Yeah, I know.
I had to come over Santanella to Sepulveda, and then over Sepulveda to the valley, and then on out. Inconvenient.
I suppose.
A lot of beautiful homes burned up out here.
I remember.
Not here. Up farther toward Fernwood. Up toward the summit.
I remember.
You said you were going up toward Fernwood.
Yes, that's right.
Did you have a place up there?
No. A friend of mine did.
He get burned out?
She. Yes, she.
Say what?
She was killed.
Oh. Why, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Movie gal?
Yes. Yeah, she was in pictures.
What was her name?
Rosita. Rosita Sandoval.
Sandoval. I don't think I knew her.
No, I suppose you didn't. She wasn't very important. Except to me.
What?
We were going to be married.
Oh. Gee.
Today.
Gee.
My birthday.
Gee, that's really rough. Scott, did you say your name?
Scott, that's right.
Scott. Francis Scott. No, I guess not. I was thinking that. Say, that is tough. I'm awful sorry.
It's all right.
What'd you say?
I said it's all right. I'm going to see her.
I'm sorry. I thought...
No, I said I'm going to see her.
You... I...
She'll be waiting for me at the cabin. Don't you see? It's my birthday.
But you said she... She...
Down on Occidental Boulevard, right off Olympic. That's where I met Rosita. 2 months before my birthday last year. You've never been in a cartoon studio, I suppose, have you?
Like Mickey Mouse?
Rosita and I have worked there. I was an animator at the studio. Rosita was a painter.
Well, you said...
What?
Excuse me for interrupting.
Part of the studio where we worked was... Well, it still is. It's a long, low extension on the studio. We always called it a deck. Kind of like the deck of a ship. My office was next to the end, next to George's. Then was Arnold's office. Then Rosita's. The animator, well, they don't usually have much to do with the inking and painting department. But I got to know Rosita.
I don't know much about cartoons.
It's not important. I was an animator, I said. I made the sketches for the action of the picture. Key sketches. Then the in-betweeners make the rest of them. Rosita painted cells.
I see.
The individual action drawings on celluloid.
Oh, that's the way you do it. I always wondered. Well, that's why I don't think I recognized your name or hers in pictures, see? Vaguely familiar, though.
Well, I used to get my name on the credit cards at the beginning of the picture. You know, you see them, story by George Gordon, animation by Arnold Gillespie, animation by me sometimes. Art direction by Bernie Polifka.
Said your name, Francis Scott. Guess maybe that's what I thought. On a title card.
Credit card.
Credit card, I mean. These cell painters don't get credit, is that it?
Hardly ever. Rosita used to talk about someday she was going to see her name on the screen. Art direction by Rosita Sandoval.
That's where I've seen your name, all right. On a credit card. You said you're... This Miss Sandoval, is it? She got burned to... She was in a fire up here in Topanga last year?
Yes. She died. I remember my birthday last year. With Rosita.
You warm enough? Gets cold along here this time of day.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Got a half pint in the glove locker here if you...
Oh, no, thanks. I'd see Rosita in a little while. I wouldn't want to... You know.
Yeah. Going to see her. She, I mean, they bury her... I mean, up here in the canyon?
Beg pardon?
You mean you're going to, visit her grave?
Oh, no. No, I'm not going to visit her grave. No, I'm going to see her.
Well, you said she...
It's my birthday today.
I see.
It's starting to get light.
What?
I say it's starting to get light. It stays dark down here in the canyon, but the sky's getting lighter. Morning.
Oh. Yeah.
Sun will just be coming up when we get up at the Topanga post office.
Yeah, just about. Daylight saving, you get light an hour later.
stays dark a long time down the canyon.
That's right. Say.
Hmm?
You said you were going to see her.
That's right.
But she...
I remember my birthday last year. First birthday Rosita and I had together. That was my birthday, I mean.
Is that so?
We went down to Olvera Street. You know, the Mexican street down in L.A., down by the old plaza.
She Mexican? I mean, was she Mexican?
Way back, several generations. You know how it is in Los Angeles. Mexican names, Sepulveda, Bandini, Carrillo. I think they came from Guadalajara. You ever been down to Olvera Street?
Funny. I've lived here 12 years, ever since we moved out from Crookston, Minnesota. Never been down there. Heard a lot about it, though. Funny. I've got a friend who lives in New York 18 years. Never been to the Statue of Liberty. Right there in front of him, never been there. Like me.
And Olvera Street's a pleasant place. Like a street in old Mexico. Mariachi singing songs, guitars, singing Rancho Grande, Ajaito, Cuatro Vida.
Mexican songs.
Old Jose Herrera's candle shop. The wishing well where you throw pennies in and make a wish to come back. And all the smells.
Yeah, I bet.
Oregano, chili, saffron.
Yeah, I like Mexican food, all that.
We went to La Golondrina.
A restaurant, huh?
It's in the oldest place on Olvera Street. Built as a wine cellar when Olvera Street was just a ditch. Wonderful old place. Great food, atmosphere. Not a tourist trap at all. Waitress, the waiter sings for you. They dance the Harabi Tapatia.
Half dance? Yeah, I know. I've seen it over in Canoga Park.
You ought to go there sometime. You married?
The wife and I don't get out much. Working nights, you know how it is.
Rosita and I went to La Golondrina that night. Night before my birthday. Stayed there at closing time. Then it was my birthday. Fun. A year ago this morning. It seems a million years ago, I suppose. We're all by ourselves in the corner opposite the bar, just the two of us. The place is practically all dark. We didn't even know what time it was. Just Rosita's me. Rosita doesn't know it was my birthday. I hadn't told her. Then I remember we've been sitting there a long time just looking at each other. Candlelight, candle stuffed in wine bottles, burning low and dropping towel on the tablecloth. Perfume candles, Jose Herrera's favorite. Not saying anything for the longest time. I remember the waiter whispering over the corner up at the bar. And I said, "What are you going to give me for my birthday, Rosita?"
"Your birthday, Francis?"
"Sure. It is now. 3:00 in the morning on my birthday."
"Oh, you didn't tell me it's your birthday."
"I'm telling you now, honey."
"Why didn't you tell me before?"
"Forgot it."
"What do you want for your birthday?"
"You."
"My sir."
"No kidding, darling. How about it? Will you marry me?"
"Oh, you."
"Be a nice birthday present. Will you?"
"We couldn't get married today."
"We could stay up the rest of the night, then go over to the city hall and put in for a license and the examination and stuff. And in a couple of days, we..."
"3 days.
I can wait. If you'll say yes. On my birthday."
"Your birthday?"
"May 15th, 1918.
"Oh, you should have said so before."
"Why?"
"They have been Manuelita for you."
"Who?"
"The thing is here. Boy says to Henny and the others."
"Well, what's Manuelita?"
"The little morning."
"You being Mexican now?"
"In Mexico, in the old days, they used to come to your window on the morning of your birthday and sing La Manuelita."
"Oh."
"Yes, Senora Garcia Gervonzo started it here a long, long time ago. When one of the guests had a birthday, the kids all come around your table in a little procession with lighted candles, and they sing to you. It's a sweet custom."
"Gee, I wish I...
Well, I wish you had, too. Light as candles. And they blow them out at the right time in the song.
What right time?
The part that goes... Let me see now. Il terreno della Cina ne chi chiera se a favor e a pagar su l'invernita mentre si passa il amor.
Beautiful.
And that's where they blow out the candle.
Why?
If the watchman at the corner wants to help me, he could try. Just blow out your little lantern when my sweetheart passes by.
It's wonderful, darling. You know it all?
Well, I've heard it all my life, every birthday.
Oh, sing it for me for my birthday.
Oh, no, not you.
Oh, nobody will care. Go on, darling.
Well, it's really supposed to be sung to a girl.
I don't care. Sing it to me. And then I'll learn it and I'll sing it to you on your birthday. Rosita. Yo te amo.
Ay, querido. Yo te amo. Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. Pero no eran tan bonitas como las canto aquí. Despierta, bien despierta, mira que ya amaneció. Ya amanece, que amanece, Rosita blanca de mi cor. Despierta, bien despierta, mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pajarillos cantan, la luna ya se metió. Bonita, mañanita, como que quiere llover. Aquí está mala mañana, cuando quien desea quiere. Bonita, mañanita.
Beautiful, beautiful morning.
Beautiful morning.
No, we didn't get married on my birthday. I've always regretted that.
You didn't get married at all?
No. The summer went on and we had so many plans to make, so many things to think of, so much to do. I've regretted it.
I know.
It's a beautiful song. That Margarita. Beautiful.
I don't understand Spanish, but the tune's pretty.
It's all about the beautiful little morning, the birds singing, and the moon hiding its face. Kind of like it is now. We made a little agreement, Rosita and I. Every year on my birthday, she'd sing Margarita to me. Every year, she said. So we'd remember that morning. Cuando te empecé a querer. When we began,
that was kind of a tough break, huh?
Yes. Yes, it was. But today...
What's that thing?
What thing?
Flower?
Oh, this. That's a Jericho rose.
What's the Jericho rose? I never heard of it.
Remember in the song? The part about Rosita Blanca de Jericho?
I don't understand Spanish.
We used to laugh about how the song was for us. Her name, you know, Rosita. Little Rose. Little White Rose of Jericho. The words were in the song all that time, and then Rosita is.
Very. For her grave?
Grave? Oh, no, not for her grave. For her.
Oh?
You don't know about the Jericho rose. See? Looks like a little ball of leaves. Spiky leaves. All wrapped up in a little ball.
Yeah.
When it blossoms, it's white. Little white rose.
This one's all dead now, like...
No, it's not dead. It'll be all right. It'll live again. For Rosita. Oh. Has another name for Jericho Rose. Called the Resurrection Plant.
Oh, I guess maybe I've heard of that.
The bloom comes from Syria originally. Blooms, then after a while it withers. You think it dies. Dries up. Curls up in a little ball like this. Stay that way for years. But you just put it in water. After a little while it uncurls. Comes right back to life. Lives again. Just like it was.
That's so?
That's funny. Rosita Blanca de Heredia.
That's what you called your girl.
Rosita. And we're pretty close now, aren't we?
A little way yet. You sure you don't want me to take you over on the boulevard? You can get some breakfast.
I've got to meet Rosita.
Uh-huh.
My birthday. Remember?
I remember. How long that Jericho Rose of yours been withered that way?
Since the 4th of November last year.
Why, that was the day of the fire, wasn't it?
It was on a Thursday, I remember. Rosita called me at the studio and she said she was going up to the place up here at Topanga to get some things and to lock the place up. Said the rains would be starting before long and there might be landslides up here and the roads might be closed. When it rained, she didn't like to drive up here on these twisty roads. She thought maybe it would rain soon.
Didn't rain for a long time last year.
That's right. But we didn't know that on the 4th of November. So she came up here all by herself. I didn't think anything of it. I was going to meet her at Eaton's there near Laurel Canyon, and we were going to a movie. See a preview of Norman Foster's new picture. Then I was going to take her home.
When did you hear about it?
About 4 o'clock. Arnold came into my coupe there on the deck. Arnold had a little radio in his room and he said, "Hey, Francis, there's a big fire up in Topanga Canyon." I said, "Is that so?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I hope Rosita's all right." Oh, I said, "They have brush fires up there every year, you know."
"That's right. I remember one in 1938.
I said, "She's all right. She's out of there long ago." And he said, "Francis, I'm scared from what they're saying on the radio. The thing's getting out of control and..." "Well, Rosita will call me," I said, "as soon as she knows about it, so I won't worry." He said, "I hope so." And he went back into his office. I was working on some minute movies, some commercials. After a while, I got a little bit worried. I got all mixed up on the drawings. So I went into Arnold's room and listened to the radio. George was there, Chuck, Rudy. We listened. It sounded pretty bad. Then John came over from the office and he said, "That sounds like a bad fire up there in Topanga. Is Rosita all right?" Because he knew she'd gone up there in the morning. I said, "Oh, she'll be all right." And John said, "Well, I sure hope so." I saw Rudy shaking his head and I said, "Oh, cut it out." And I walked out. I couldn't help it. I walked right into the inking and painting department and all the girls were kind of looking sideways at Rosita's drawing board. And I walked over and looked at it, too. This was on the board.
What?
This rose. This rose of Jericho. I glanced at it in the morning and it was so pretty. Little white flower. Happy little white flower. And when I looked at it around 5 o'clock, it was all withered up. Like it is now.
Well, what did you...
My heart just stopped. I couldn't say. It was like... It was terrible. I ran out and got into my car and I drove out of Lincoln through the afternoon traffic. I wonder I didn't hit somebody or get arrested. But I got on a shortcut I knew and I went out Ventura about 70 miles an hour. County fire trucks were all over the place. I could see the smoke.
I remember.
When I got up to Topanga Canyon on the valley side, they stopped me. And I never did get up there. Then... They never found Rosita.
That's tough.
I nearly lost. lost my mind. Well, there's no use knowing you the story. But it's all coming out all right this morning.
Look, I mean...
Sure, my birthday. Rosita said she'd bring lots of mananitas to me on my birthday. Yeah, we're almost there. Right up ahead there, please.
Look, Francis, can I drive you on to...
No, I'm going to meet Rosita.
Yeah, but I wish you'd...
Look.
What?
The Jericho Road. See? It started to turn green again. It's opened up. See?
But what... I mean, how...
The water. I told you, remember? What water? I'll stop right here, will you?
Here? Listen, fella, you don't really...
Of course. Thanks very much. Look at the road.
Why? It's starting to bloom again.
Of course. The water, I told you.
Look. How did it get into the water?
The ocean down there where you picked me up.
Wait a minute. Now I know where I knew your name. I read about you in the paper last night. I read about you. I read how Francis Scott... Age 31 of Pacific Palisades, California.
Was drowned in the ocean off the foot of the Tanga Canyon.
Of course.
How else could I possibly meet Rosita? You see? Rosita? Rosita?
Today's Quiet Please story is The Little Morning. It was written and directed by Willis Cooper, the man who spoke to you from Ernest Chapel, and Rosita with Buddy Reiche. The man was Merrill E. Jones. Music for Quiet Please is, as usual, played by Albert Berman. Now for a word about next week, here is our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Quiet Please. This is the last broadcast of these stories at this time. Beginning next Saturday, May 21st, Quiet Please will be heard over your ABC station at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Saturday nights at 9 p.m. instead of Sunday afternoon. We hope you'll be with us to listen to the oldest man in the world.
And so until next week at the same time, I'm quietly yours, Ernest Chaplin.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.